mean, what do you get out of having the officials out here starting to learn what is and is not going to be called into play?
It's good because it gets his game ready. You know, today they were a little trigger happy. They were calling too many flags, but you know what? That's part of the game because sometimes they're going to call flags and you have to learn how to keep your composure. And today we learned that, and Coach Foss did a great job on making sure that he handles that part of the field and that we can continue to make plays and just go on with the call. So it's great. And also we learn more about the game and see what they're seeing and just, you know, try to win the officiating battle every time you're out there.
That would indicate that you talk a lot with the officials when you're out there. Is that true?
I mean, not really. I don't really talk too much. But I do I do get a little bit inquisitive sometimes when they throw flags, like asking them, you know, why. You know, today I disagree with all the flags they threw. But that's not my job, you know what I mean? But I'm just learning the game, and that's part of being a football player. And that's part of wanting to learn and wanting to understand. So, I mean, they're out there for a reason. They're doing their job.
Raheem, you're a little excited for a little 1v1 tomorrow.
Say what now? I'm sorry.
Excited for a little 1v1 tomorrow?
The scrimmage? I'm very excited. Me personally, I want to see where our defense is. You know, see how much we developed. And me personally, I also want to see how much better I became and see if I improved from last year's Fan Fest. And I think it's going to be a great time for our team to be able to showcase our talent and be able to go out there and just have fun and, you know, make plays and then, you know, get ready for Seattle the next week.
Have you been out there? How would you assess your play out there so far?
You know what? It's been great, man. Well, right now, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to learn as much as I can each and every day, but at the same time, trust my instincts and my skills. I feel like I'm playing faster than I ever did. I'm getting guys lined up. Normally, I used to know the defense, but now I feel like I know the whole playbook. I can get everybody lined up, so it's going good right now. I'm trying to just continue to make plays, man, and just work on the little things. You know, I'm critiquing myself every day, but you know, camp's been great for the first part. It actually was better than my last year's camp. So, I mean, that's part of this progress, and then that's part of this loving the game.
How's the body feeling?
Mine's? It's good. You know, we lift every day. So, like, you know, you're a little sore, but as far as, like, my conditioning, everything is up to par. But the body feels good. It's just the dog days. You just being here all day and just having meetings and stuff. But once you get out to the field, you just find some divine intervention to just get through it, you know, and have fun. But camp, when you're making plays and you flying around and you loving it, it goes by fast.
Is this defense considerably better than the last time you played with it?
Well, I don't know yet because we haven't played, but on paper and from what I see, of course. You know, I think one thing about our defense is that we all hold each other accountable. And, like, DeMarcus Ware can get on something about me if I did something wrong in the back end. And we all just critique each other and help each other out. Like the other day, Terrence Knighton told me, Raheem, trust yourself. And I was like, you know what, you're right. So it was good to see how we all just can gel. So we're holding each other accountable. We understand our system too, man, and what Coach Del Rio preach and where we fit in the run and how we are in the pass, how we challenge our throws. So our defense, man, can be very special. But, you know, you don't play defense on paper. You got to go out there and make plays on the field. So come next week, we'll see.
Raheem, with what happened last season and your recovery, do you think about that at all now, or do you use that as fuel? Do you try to put that in the back of your mind?
Nah, man. You know, man, one thing about me, I put things behind my head, in the back of my head, and I'm all about getting better. I never worry about, you know, what I've been through or last year or last play. You got to learn how to move on. It's like when you get beat in the game. It's called one snap and clear. That snap is over. Let's go to the next one. So I never worry about that, man. The way I'm moving around out here, the way I'm being passionate and having fun and just, you know, trying to be a lead as much as I can, you wouldn't even know nothing happened to me last year. But God has been tremendous to me, too, of healing me, and I feel way better than I ever felt.
What are you looking to do tomorrow in the scrimmage? You talked about the physicality. Are you guys as a unit trying to show something tomorrow?
Yeah, defensively, man, you know what? Tomorrow we need to just go out there and just play that Bronco football that we know we can play, that Orange Crush type defense. Know where we fit in the run game, challenge all throws, keep everything in front of us. And me personally, I want to make sure that I just trust my skills. Get everybody lined up, communicate, get the down and distance down, the personnel, and just be that leader back there, be that quarterback. So tomorrow, man, I'm looking for a dominant type performance, man, from our defense because it's also good for us to see where we at. see what we are, and see how much we improve from every day.
On the defensive side, who's the guy that keeps this team light when things feel like they're really tense? Who's the jokester on the defensive side?
Yes, that's what actually I am sometimes. You know, you got guys like Terrence Knighton, Aqib Talib, you know, Von Miller. You know, we all have a great sense of humor. You know what I mean? We all have our days where, you know, we all can be funny. But you know, we got guys like Danny Trevathan, who's funny. DeMarcus Ware can be funny. So, you know, we all pick each other up. It's certain days, certain people have that edge. So, but those are pretty much the main guys. And we got a good D coordinator, too, who jokes around with us. But at the same time, you know, he don't cut no slack.